Welcome to the Healer's Hut. The next hall will introduce you to a real laboratory of a folk healer, the Healer's Hut. This hall is dedicated to traditional folk medicine. Herbs were used for healing, clothing, and insulating homes. In the Witch Healer's Hut, fragrant herbs fill the air, a fire burns in the stove, herbs are spread on a wooden table, and shelves for dishes hang above the benches. All sorts of healing implements are gathered here, including troughs for soaking herbs, and embroidered protective towels where the embroidery itself carried a charge of positive energy. Household treasures include pots, mortars, small mills, tubs, kneading troughs, bags, bunches of plants, and roots. In the place of honor, there's an icon. The Healer's Hut is truly a laboratory of a folk healer. Healers were, for a long time, the sole medical practitioners, treating with prayers, incantations, herbs, malfas, Ukrainian folk magic, capable of removing curses and the evil eye, and activating the body's self-healing mechanisms. During incantations, they used not only herbs, but also minerals and organic substances. Ingredients were taken in specific doses and combinations known only to the initiated. They used crushed fish bones, animal bones, excrement, and secretions. Applications and compresses were made from natural petroleum, clay, and healing mud. In the ovens, teas, decoctions, and infusions were brewed. Decoctions were made in the oven, not over an open flame, because fire would burn out the herb's power. The herbs needed to soften from the warm walls of the oven. Simple water in a pot would gain amazing power from the herbs. Women collected herbs from May 10th to August 9th. They washed the herbs in the river, dried them on the bank, then under the ceiling beams. They stored them in clay and wooden jars made of cherry or linden wood. Oak, pine, spruce, and aspen were not allowed. It was believed that God guided the hands of folk healers. They prayed while gathering medicinal herbs. An apothecary starting their work also prayed to God to protect the sick from illness. They instilled the power of kindness into the medicines. And so, the disease receded, and people recovered faster.